Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. And before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Lisa Dunn is in the house. Welcome.
Well, I am so happy to be here, Ron.
I'm glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Robin. Glad to see you with us this morning. Checking out. What are we going to celebrate today? Got to have something to celebrate. Yesterday, I told you, yesterday was about as boring a celebration day as you could possibly get. I mean, really, when you think about it, National I Love My Feet Day. Is that something that you're going to really want to be celebrating? I mean, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do with that one. How do you celebrate that one? Now, I must admit, today I can get into it because if you're really, really old like I am, you probably remember this one because one of them, this is like a history lesson, National Mail Order Catalog Day. Now, how long has it been since we've had a mail order catalog? You can probably call that Amazon now, but the idea, National Mail Order Catalog. Now, that one is not one that excited me because, I'm number one, I don't like to shop. Number two, I'm cheap, right? So take it to the next step. Now, there's the other two that are celebrations for today, I can get into those. National Fajita Day. I can get into that one. And National Ice Cream Pie Day. I can get into that one. Whenever it comes to eating, you know, I'm there. That's a simple solution for me. I am one of the world experts on eating. In fact, I even do that as a public service. We call it quality control in some instances. So we'll just stick with Fajita Day, and we'll stick with chocolate. What do I say? I'm looking ahead to Sunday, National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. Is it Sunday yet? We got to have some fun. Stock market down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 19 points, just a little shy of 19 points. Oil up 64 cents per barrel. Gold is up a little bit. The 10-year Treasury down. We could have guessed that would have happened when we start looking at what's going on in the world economy. The world economy, boy. Fascinating to watch what's going on in the world today. It's just amazing when you start seeing where the world is going, what is going on in this world. And then you look at the fake news media. Unbelievable. Now, you just got to love this one. And there's a anchor that I used to have some pretty good respect for, Wolf Blitzer. Yes, I know there's a lot of people who say, Ron, you actually listen to the Clinton News Network? Sometimes you got to understand what's going on out there. So there is once in a while that I do listen to the Clinton News Network. I'll watch what's going on there. But Wolf Blitzer came up with the line of lines. I mean, talk about, I wish my soundboard was working here. Stupid is the only thing I can say for this one. He's trying to connect the atrocities in Spain yesterday with the Charlottesville events over the weekend. And saying he wonders if they were inspired by Charlottesville. Now, Mr. Blitzer's been a newsman, I thought, for many, many decades. And he's asking that question. Now, it's in the news that the CIA warned Spain that there was some sort of a possible attack coming in the weeks and months to come. And Mr. Blitzer comes up with this one. Now, the car attack in Spain was actually the 10th in such events in the last 2 years, 10th time. Yet the one time in Charlottesville, that's what Mr. Blitzer is trying to tie it into. You got to wonder about some of these people. It's just amazes me. And I gotta get onto this one, my friend. There's gonna be a lot of folks that are gonna love this. I will get a lot of commentary on and offline for this one as well, because I shared with you earlier that, you know, it's my opinion that you don't take some of these issues, you don't deal with them, the monuments, Robert E. Lee, I mean, I know that there's some people that say that he was a traitor. He fought for the country. He fought in the Mexican-American War. He was in with the leading of military academies. He was on the wrong side of the Civil War. Many of us believe that. And again, I say this with all sincerity. There was no place, there is no place for the white supremacists and the neo-Nazi, the Nazi, any of that kind of thing. No place for it. No place for hate. I just don't concur with that one. But I told you we were going to, and the president said, if you think on, I think it was Tuesday, where is this going to stop? Are they going to want to rewrite history? Are they going to take down statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln? Are they going to, where will it stop? Well, a concerned citizens group have now decided that we really need to be looking at many of the statues. And they think that we should take direct action against any controversial figure in American history. Now, here's where folks like me might start chuckling. The first name that they put on the list was Bill Clinton. They said that the only modern president to be impeached for lying under oath also has a long and sad history as an alleged sexual predator. Think about that one. Now, Robert E. Lee, Bill Clinton, I don't know. You make your own concerns. I just show it to you. It's a Friday afternoon, what, a Friday morning or sometime a day. I don't know. We'll figure it out eventually. Moving right along, there's some other news out there. Yeah, we do. This is a financial show, right? Well, you better be careful, Democrats. We got another issue for you going on right here. They're having a little money trouble. So the DNC, $7.5 million in the bank. RNC, $45 million in the bank. January to June, these are all June 30th numbers. January to June, the DNC raised $38 million. RNC raised $75 million. And this is all under a president that many people are saying, you know, is incompetent. Even his own party is saying there might be some issues here with the man. Yet, the money certainly is still, if you're following the money, which they say, follow the money. Show me the money, right? Well, what the report went on to say, why is it that the Democrat Party is having trouble raising money? No unified message, a lack of leadership, lack of staffing, and donor fatigue. They're kind of getting tired of people going back to the well so many times. I don't know. You tell me. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Let me know your thoughts. Speaking of your thoughts, how about this one? A Netflix tax. Yes, it's already a thing in some states. They're looking at Netflix tax of Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, other streaming services. Chicago, Pennsylvania, Florida have already passed a so-called Netflix tax. City of Pasadena, California, they're looking into it. Thinking about $1 per service per month. So if you have Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, and you get Apple, so now you've got $4 per month going to the states or the cities or the municipalities, yet nothing is going, none of that money is actually going back to the services. States including Alabama, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, West Virginia have considered taxes on streaming and digital entertainment. You ready for this one? Chicago. A 9% amusement tax. Now, do you remember we've talked about this on Ron Siegel Radio? The mayor of Anaheim wants an amusement tax. He wanted to target Disney. But you know what an amusement tax does? You can't target one company. And that's one of the things they're having with Netflix also, is when they talked about targeting Disney with getting a gate tax or an entertainment tax, well, that also applies to high school football games, high school basketball games, going to the movies. Is that what you want? There is a no internet tax, but Amazon does to collect taxes on goods it sells. But it's going to be very fascinating to see what goes on here. Now, who does this target? I'm going to suggest to you that it's not, once again, government. They're not targeting old people. No, they're not targeting me on this one. I don't even know how to get Netflix on my, I don't even know where you put Netflix, right? I mean, it's almost Lisa, you're chuckling over there at me. That's funny. But you remember the days of getting the disc in the mail from AOL? that every day we'd get another disc from AOL.
Yeah.
Right? And it took us a while to figure out what to do with it. Well, it's kind of like Netflix now. I get a mailer or see these things pop up online. What the heck do you do with the darn thing? Can I get my Angel game on Netflix? I don't know. But, right, that's the whole – so I'm not going to pay that dollar tax. I don't – well, my kids want it. But who's the target audience that they're trying to get on this? Well, you know who it's going to be?
Everybody but us.
Young people. They're going after the young people again, right? It's your kids, my kids. They're into this stuff. They're watching it on their phone. I see people down here across the – as they cross the street, they've got their phone in their hand. The millennials, they're disconnecting from some of these other issues, some of the traditional TV. They're back targeting our kids again. Are you going to let them do it? That's the question. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about when we come back. We're planning.
We have no idea.
But we're going to come back and talk about something with Lisa Dunn here this morning. To stage or not to stage, credit card processors. What is a credit card processor? And places where it's hardest to save money, Starbucks. I don't know. We'll figure out where we're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And obviously, right now, if you're live, you can be watching us right now, ronsiegelradio.tv. Or you can go Facebook Live. Go to the Ron Siegel page on Facebook Live, Ron Siegel Radio page, Facebook Live. Glad to see Anita's with us this morning. Robin's with us. You got comments? Put them right there. Lisa and I are watching the monitor if you're seeing that right behind the camera there. And remember, stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No advertising on the site. You just put in your information. Where do you want to live? What do you want to pay? Bedrooms, bathrooms. And you're going to get a text message to find out exactly what you're looking for. Some good stuff right there. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, and don't tell them that I said this. If you send them an email to me or send a private message to our team, tell them I said that we'll send you a text message every time a house sells in your neighborhood. They love it when I tell people that. Yeah, this guy's got to have some fun with our production people. Just tell them Ron said. They always love it when they hear that. The advertisers do too. Or not to stage? That is the question. The National Association of Realtors surveyed their members and released the findings of their annual profile of home staging. 50% of staged homes saw a 1% to 10% increase in dollar value offers from buyers. 77% of buyer agents said staging made it easier for buyers to visualize the home as their own. The top rooms to stage to attract more buyers are the living room, the master bedroom. I don't know what you're staging in the master bedroom. Don't go there. This is a family show. The kitchen and the dining room. So keep those chocolate chip cookies on the kitchen table. And I guess you can get – now, I got to do it. It's Friday.
Go for it. Okay. I can help on staging comments. But what are you going to say, Ron?
I'm just looking at this, and it says the top rooms to stage are the living room, the master bedroom, the kitchen, and the dining room. And staging, according to these 50% of staged homes, saw a 1% to 10% increase. I wonder if there's a difference between the 1 and the 10 and – if you're in the kitchen, do you get a 1? And in the bedroom staging, you get a 10? I don't know. I'm just...
You know what's really kind of sad is I'm going to say the kitchen, you're going to get the 10. And the bedroom, you're going to get the 1.
I don't even want to go there. That might...
That is my professional opinion as a realtor.
Okay. I was wondering what the experience or the what you're drawing on for this.
Well, actually, that's a service that I provide. I have a staging partner. Her name is Melina Fideli. And we're a little different because we do...
I've known that part, Lisa.
Ron, that's the things we talk about during the commercial break.
Right, okay.
But we actually do staging with the homeowner's own possessions. We don't tell them to take everything out of their house. We tell them to take a lot out of their house, but you know, we work with their furniture and we, you know, spruce it up. I have a 10x20 storage area that is just full of crazy stuff, plants and quilts and this and that, just nutty stuff. But since I've started this, I've been doing it for about 18 months, I do it as a service to my clients. I don't make them pay for a rental charge or anything. We just come in and do it. And most of my stuff will sell in a week.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just been fantastic. There really is a difference to the staging. And it also makes for better pictures because you put all those bright little pillows here and there. And so when you have your home online, it looks a lot more appealing.
That's a fascinating part of it right there. So the question then becomes, is it the staging that does that, or is it having the professional guidance, knowing so you get the – because, you know, if you do all the pictures and then do the staging doesn't do you any good.
No, you got to stage before the photos.
So it's not just one piece of that puzzle.
Whenever I get a new listing, it's like a two-week project that we have, and I'm the project manager. I have to figure out, you know, what repairs need to be done, any painting that needs to be done, you know, how are we going to do the staging, what's our time frame for that. Then after the staging's done, I have to get the photographer out. Then once we have the photos, then we got to do our flyers and our social media, and then you got to be ready for broker preview and open house. I mean, it is a two-week process. I tell my clients, you know what, go to Vegas for the weekend, leave on Friday morning, and don't come back until Sunday after 7, because it's a three-day marathon that I do. So, you know, everybody who sees stuff on social media, they never come with their agents. And they just, hey, it's open house, let's just go see it. Sure. I saw it on Facebook, let's go check it out. And I'll do open house, and then the next thing I know, the offers are coming in from agents that never even came through with their clients. Their clients just run back and say, hey, I want that house. It looks so pretty. And they always come in and say, oh, nobody lives here. And I'm like, no, they live here. They just have a very mean realtor.
Well, but that's what, you know, I think that's the words for success,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you could be the nice realtor on the street and not have not be
and make
successful.
Their house will look like crap.
Right.
And then they'll wonder why it doesn't sell.
And I think when you're talking about something like this and you're talking about this much money, you know, because no matter whether it's a $200,000, $100,000 mobile home, $200,000 starter home, or a $2 million luxury home, it's somebody's castle.
Exactly.
Right? So it's very, very meaningful to whomever.
Yeah, and it's interesting because sometimes I'll get people that are very cooperative, just totally, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, do it to my house. In fact, I had a lady come into an open house last year, and she's like, I'm getting ready to list my home. I want you to come and do to my house whatever you just did to this one. And, you know, we change out light fixtures. We put knobs on cabinets. We do all kinds of things. I'm not going to say what it is all, or else I'm giving away all my trade secrets. But, you know, there is a lot of work that goes into it, and you have to have a cooperative seller. And it's very invasive. That's the biggest problem. It is very, very invasive. If you go into a model home, you don't see a toothbrush sitting on the countertop in a bathroom. You don't see a kitchen sponge sitting on the edge of the sink. All of those things that we do every day,
sure.
All of that has to be gone. And you have to live in your house like that, like living in a model home.
I look at it as like, well, you use the term model home, and it's a great correlation. I've used the term many times in museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, you know, no, it's like it's staged. It really is staged. It's set up.
I've taken someone's home and turned it into a product.
Right. And that's really what you want. And I use the term, and it's a challenging term to some people. But I say that to folks, you know, you got to, when you get ready to sell your house, when you've made that decision, the listing contract that you're going to sign with a great real estate professional should be a divorce contract,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that basically you're divorcing yourself from that home. And I think that that's really, if you think about it in that way, you're going to have a much better time with what you're doing, because it makes it so it's not like you're when you're going in there, you're doing this from a place of professionalism and love.
Well, and it's interesting because you say divorce and that brings emotion into it.
Uh-huh.
That's why I prefer to go to we're making your home a product, because then we're taking the emotion out of the equation.
Okay.
And then people are learning to detach from it. Because it's like, this isn't my home anymore. Now it's something on the market to be sold.
Right.
And then they kind of get into it a little bit more, too. It's like, okay, I got to make sure my product looks good.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, it's an interesting take on things. It's a shift that we have to kind of embrace as the market changes. But, yeah, I've got to make your house a marketable product.
Well, the idea is that I'm going to suggest, and I'm not a real estate agent. I do have a real estate license, full disclosure. But I don't think anybody really wants their house to be up for sale.
Oh, God, no. It's
right?
A horribly, horribly invasive process.
Sure.
And
there,
it's just you have strangers coming in and out of your home, making ridiculous demands. You know, I want to come in and see your house at 8 o'clock at night. And it's like, no, 8 o'clock at night, I've got my nightie on and I'm watching Game of Thrones, you know.
So that goes back to the staging and 1-10%.
Yeah, but that's why I tell my clients, go to Vegas for the weekend.
And you know something, I'm going to suggest a couple of things there, is that, you know, you've got that two-week window of getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
So don't expect that if you're signing with a great agent, that it's a matter of sign here, document up, and we're for sold tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, there's agents out there that will be more than happy to do that for you, but somebody like me that's been doing this full time as a professional full time realtor for 24 some odd years, I know what to do. And it's,
sure.
And it's not snap your fingers and, you know, I'm not going to take pictures with my phone. And, you know, you've got
to. Don't like those pictures from someone standing in the doorway. In the corner, taking a picture of another corner across the room.
Oh, no, I like the bathroom ones where they take a picture of themselves in the mirror. those are always fun.
Yeah, you gotta love that one. I hope they're not taking care of business when they're doing that. Just a thought right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, credit card processors, what are they? Places where it's hardest to save money. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution. Credit card processors. Have you ever heard of a credit card processor? What are they and how do you choose one? Well, it's very simple. How do you choose one? Call me. 800-306-1990. I've got a great processor, credit card processing company. They're called Processing for a Cause. The beauty of it is they meet or beat anybody's pricing, and then they're going to give 20% of the processing fees to the nonprofit organization of your choice. I love that idea. So here is the issue. Credit card processors. When you swipe your credit card, don't not steal it. When you go into When you go to the restaurant and you swipe the credit card, or the wine shop. And you swipe the credit card. Well, then the issue becomes that goes to a processing company. That processing company is the one that takes care of the credit card, and then they charge a fee. They charge the merchant a fee, somewhere between 2 and 3%, and then they put the money in their account. So it's basically a discount fee. So there's different fees for different credit cards. You know, American Express is notoriously an expensive one. Discover is a notoriously inexpensive one. But they all have different fees, and if you do an online transaction, it's one fee. If somebody puts a number in, it's another fee. If they put in if you swipe it, you go through the chip or whatever, they use another fee. All different fees. So a lot of people don't understand how they work. The bottom line, choosing a credit card processor, major decision for all of you business owners out there. It is necessary if the merchant would like to accept credit cards as payment, and by doing research and shopping around, and making sure to understand the fees and when you're going to get your money. That's the big issue. How long is it going to take them to get you your money? Some of them will take 3 or 4 days. Our friends over at Processing for a Cause, they do it really quick. So that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we've been chatting this morning. Lisa Dunn is in the house. Fun part of Lisa coming in to chat with us is I just get to sit here and let Lisa figure out what we're going to talk about all the time.
I'll just hop in whenever I like the topic.
that's perfect. So, but Lisa's a great real estate professional, done it for at least a day or two in South Orange County. How long have you had your license?
June of 1993 was a fateful day.
1993.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that at what, 6 years old?
Of course.
There we go.
The state had lax rules back then that first graders could. Then again, right now it seems like there's some first graders out there doing real estate. But
you know something, and that's a shame that you're very, very active in with the boards of the real estate, National Association mm-hmm. of Realtors.
Easy
for me to say. Especially on a Friday morning when it's almost 5 o'clock somewhere. The California Association. Hey, Chad, good to see you. California Association of Realtors, the Women's Council of Realtors.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question because you're on all these different boards. Now, it doesn't quite pertain to me, but it does in certain instances. It takes a person 18 months to get a license to cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
And about 30 seconds to get a license to help somebody with a $500,000 transaction.
And a lot of the agents that are out there, I don't even know how they found the Bureau of Real Estate's office to take the test, let alone pass it. And this is an honest-to-God big concern in the profession, that we have got to raise the bar. So there is possibly an apprenticeship, mandatory mentoring, and we talk about this at the state meetings. We're talking about it at national level. What can we do? What can we do to make this a harder profession to enter into?
And higher barrier of entry.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it's funny because there's a lot, like right now I'm trying to organize a class for being certified in collaborative divorce.
Okay.
You know, I got the designation, well, certification, whatever it is, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. One of the best classes I ever took. It was 2 days taught by a professor from Vanderbilt, Harvard-educated professor, lawyer, and cost me $450. And I thought it was worth every penny. And right now I'm trying to get, you know, get it organized so we can have 30 realtors get this designation. And people are like, oh, I don't want to pay $450. That's a lot of money. And it's like, you're investing in your education to be a better real estate professional. You won't spend money on yourself to make yourself a better agent. Maybe if the course was, you know, $40, they might. But what are you going to get for $40? You're not going to get a Harvard-educated lawyer
right.
to come and teach
you, know,
you a class for 2 days.
I've seen many, many classes where trying to get somebody, especially in the real estate world, and I work with real estate agents every day, get them to spend the $40 is a tough one.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it's you look at certain issues and it's amazing because, you know, you're listening to you, you invest in your business. So if somebody wants to follow Lisa, you can go online and Lisa Dunn is
your... Yeah, that's my name.
That's your name.
That's my name.
on
pretty
Facebook,
easy to find.
on Facebook and the social media channels. But you can really just see because sometimes you have to wonder, you know, how do you get your business done? Because you're traveling all the time doing things for the industry and helping the industry, trying to make the industry better, which obviously then makes you a better and more educated
Yeah,
provider.
A lot of people are like, how do you manage your business? And it's like, busy makes busy.
Sure.
And we have kind of a joke with my clients that I will sell your home or close your escrow while I am out of town. And then they're just like, what's your calendar? When are you leaving? You know, that's how we're going to, you know, market the home. And because I'm working the whole time. And since a lot of these things that I travel to, which would be, you know, state meetings, national meetings, in October, we're in San Diego for a week. And in November, we have our national meeting in Chicago. And you know, the national meeting, I'm paying for my whole trip myself. I'm not a director this year. I'll be a director next year. But it's, you know, this is where the decisions are made. This is where we come up with, you know, the way the business is going to be ran across the country and across the state. But we're all realtors. So if you've got a transaction and something's going down, you know, it's like, hey, I gotta go take care of something. And, you know, we have our laptops, we have our phones, you know, we do a lot of work while we're actually in committee meetings. But, you know, it makes me a better agent because I'm involved in the process. You know, we see something's wrong with the form. We take that information. We be sure that the state association says, okay, let's fix this, you know, clause in the contract.
Because it's not a, you know, I'm a small government guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they created the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I think that there was a lot of people that had good intentions,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't people that were on the street doing the process. In your organizations, you're all realtors that are out there doing the legwork.
Mm-hmm.
So when they put a clause in a contract that doesn't make sense, you guys can see it firsthand. You don't have to wait for it to fail for 5 years to correct it.
Yeah. And well, like one thing, like what we talked about the last time I was here was wire fraud.
Right.
And we realized we've got a problem and we need to put together an advisory quick. And get that out so people are aware of it. And, you know, that's the kind of thing. We bring it to the state, say, hey, guys, we got to do this. We meet 3 times a year. We have standard forms committees. We have advocacy, governmental legislation committees. I've been on legislation at a state level for 6 years now. And we also have what's called homeownership housing, kind of redundant, but we have investment.
Homeownership housing.
We have investment housing committee and homeownership housing committee. And that's my favorite one on the state level. And, you know, we address the problems. We, you know, the condo project approval problem, that's where we, you know, brought that up. And we're working on HOA documentation and transfer fees, that these need to be transparent. It didn't quite go the way that our committee had hoped, so we got to do a little cleanup batting there. But, you know, we're making change. We, you know, we impact. We're the only advocates that homeowners have.
Right. So now let me ask you this question, though, because, you know, because you're here so often, I didn't ask you for a business card. More often than not when guests come in, you know, you look at a business card.
Mm-hmm.
How, as a consumer, can I find out if I've got an agent that's, you know, but, you know, because everybody's a salesperson, right? So, you know, everybody's got a lot of transactions they've done. They've got all the experience in the world and fake it till you make it and all those kind of good things. How do I really know if I'm getting somebody that's got the education and is reinvesting in their business and in their mind so they can help me properly?
Ask for a resume.
Okay.
What have you been doing? Tell me what your production's been for the past 2 years. What kind of education do you have? What designations do you hold? You know, give me 3 references that don't know that I'm going to call. Don't always believe your Yelp reviews. Don't always believe your Facebook reviews. I'm rated like a 4.5 right now on Facebook. Well, somebody must have paid somebody to give me a couple of bad ratings that I'm still trying to dig out of. I've got my real honest-to-God clients giving me 5 stars, and I have some people in Pakistan or the Philippines or somewhere, you know, that are, you know, giving me 1-star ratings. So that's really not indicative. Yelp, you piss one person off and boom, you know, you're going to have this horrible string of stuff out there. And
or say, you don't pay them enough.
Yeah, you know.
I shouldn't say that because I've been led to believe that if you don't pay properly and you don't advertise properly that your Yelp review might change. So you got to be careful of those things. Who's vetting them? You got to wonder all the time, who is vetting these issues? You know, I know of services out there as well that, you know, they will only promote the 5-star review, but they've kind of suppressed the non-5 stars. We're going to talk more with Lisa Dunn when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Places where it's hardest to save money, that's on our agenda today as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the mortgage for you. They are the only company that I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval that allows your real estate professional to checkbox J4 on the residential purchase agreement. No loan contingencies. It's already gone to the underwriter. All they're going to look for is an appraisal, make sure the contract's in order and clear title. You're ready to close in about 17 days. Places where it's hardest to save money. Many Americans don't manage to save, according to a survey done by the Federal Reserve. 31% of respondents had no retirement savings at all. Whether it's because of high student debt or climbing housing costs, Americans across the country are finding it hard to save, but not every place presents the same challenges. In some places, high housing costs make it hard to save, and in other places, it's low salaries. We looked at these and other factors to find the hardest places to save. Here's some findings. Low income trumps low cost of living. You can save money in the Midwest, and it's tough in the South. Not a whole lot of surprises in there, is it? I'm just looking at some of the items in the report. Residents, you got to love this one. Residents of Harlingen, Westlaco, Brownsville, McAllen, Texas area find it extremely difficult to save much of their income. If you've ever been in Harlingen, Texas, I don't know what you're spending your money on. Not to be negative to the people of Harlingen, but I've been to Harlingen. I flew into Harlingen. I drove from there to Laredo. Lovely, lovely place. Laredo's on the list too, so that's a separate area there. Another one of the garden spots of the world, Fresno and Visalia, California. Chico and Redding, I know what they're spending their money on in Chico, so yeah. That's an easy one right there. I better stay out of trouble on this. I'm not going to go any further at all. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you, and like I say, the only place I know of to get the Fast Pass loan approval. No loan contingencies, same as cash offers. That's the way to do it. Just a thought for you. So we've been chatting this morning. Lisa Dunn is in the house. Casa. Forgot I'm in California.
That's
Casa Bella.
Well, it depends if you want to say it with the, you know, Italian, you know, Casa Bella, or you want to go Casa Bella, you know, since we're
closer to Mexico.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm thinking Spain.
España.
España.
Very nice. Very nice. So we're chatting about real estate this morning. We've been all, you know, I was going to say we've been all over the board, but that's what we were going to talk
squirrel,
about.
Squirrels. This one's for you, Suzanne.
Yeah. And I'm not going to even get involved in that conversation.
And Mindy.
I'm glad you said it and I didn't. I'll only get in trouble there. What the heck. It's Friday and it's Friday fun day.
Frisky Friday. we're feeling squirrely, Ron.
We were talking in the first segment about how long it takes to get a property really ready to sell.
Well, and, you know, I was thinking during the break, too, that we had a big conference up in San Francisco about a week or so ago called Inman Connect, where
right.
It's all the, you know, the real estate tech people go. And they were talking about disruption. Of course, that's a favorite word of the tech people is disruption.
Sure.
You know?
And they refer to that as being along the lines of the Uber and Lyft.
Yeah,
and
you know, and
something's
just going to change the industry the way that the industry has been going for years. Something's going to come along and change it. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have. And they were discussing about how the role of a real estate agent is going to really be impacted by possible disruption coming down the pipe in the next 2 years or whatever. And it's going to be how do we earn the money? What do we bring to the table to justify the amount that we're being paid? And it really makes for an interesting concept because we have to reinvent ourselves. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the past 18 months is how can I bring a better value to my clients? In fact, after this, I have to meet with a junk hauler to figure out how I'm going to get 24 concrete patio footings out of the backyard of a home of a client of mine. They already moved to Texas. And I'm cleaning up the mess. I ordered a dumpster. I've got the junk hauler coming. I had the handyman come yesterday. And what do I get to do? I get to run through the house and pick up trash.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. And this is, hey, glamorous real estate here, guys. This is what an agent really does if your agent's working for you. And
that's a big issue.
It's a huge issue. And I had a transaction 6 months ago where they left debris all over the property, and my client was the buyer. And we fought for 4 days because the agent wouldn't part with $150 to have a junk truck come in and haul the stuff away. And for me, it's like, this is cost of doing business. It goes along with the $450 class. I'm getting paid enough money that I can help solve the problems.
You know something, it's funny that you put it that way, Lisa, because there's a couple of things that came to mind as you're sharing that. Number one, I want to ask you, I'm actually making a note here. So I've got a good memory. It's just short, and the squirrel hits me all the time. Sometimes bites me in the rear end. you're talking about this concept. You said what? You got your license in 93?
93.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the last MLS book was published the month that I got my license.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
I have the last MLS book for the Saddleback Valley Board of Realtors, which no longer exists.
Okay, so the question I have another lady that comes on, and she's a well-seasoned agent. And I believe that she told me that she's had her license now for 44 years. She's had her broker's license for about 40 years. And I said to her, I said, Linda, let me ask you this question. I said, you've been doing this, you know, for all this time. Do you ever come across a transaction that has no hiccups, no speed bumps?
Rarely.
Okay.
There'll be one where you'll say, wow, that went way too easy.
Okay.
But the bulk of every transaction has its own personality, and you never know what it is. You have so many variables, and that's what I try to explain to my sellers that are like, well, I'm going to, you know, you got to guarantee me my house is going to sell this fast, and it's going to be, you know, I'm going to get this much money, and it's going to close on time. And it's like, you have no control over who the buyer is, the buyer's agent, the inspector, the appraiser, the lender. You have no idea what is going to happen in this transaction. So, you know, you got to be really realistic about it. I call my job basically cat wrangling. I have to be sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. And like right now, I've got until 6 p.m. on Monday to have every piece of junk out of this house that my clients basically abandoned because they had to move. They had to move, and they had to move in a hurry. And I'm like, don't worry, I'll make it right.
Right.
Now, I get to go pick up trash. I get to go, you know, move trash cans. Things that I do would just astound you.
So you're going to probably concur. The answer that Linda gave me was basically the same as what you're saying. She said the only difference between her and somebody that hasn't been in the industry as long is the experience level of knowing how to navigate and solve the problem.
Well, and also it's what kind of a cheapskate is your agent?
Right.
You know, you may want to ask this agent that you're interviewing, what are you going to do if a problem comes up? How are we going to handle this?
Right.
And, you know, that's where the expertise comes in. Money makes a problem go away.
Sure.
Sometimes it's just better business for me to lose a couple of $100 on something. You know, I'm making a five-figure commission.
Sure.
If I can't part with $500, I shouldn't be in this business.
Exactly, exactly.
So that's why you find somebody that, you know, they're not too big because then you're going to be handed off. You know, you're just going
right.
to be part of the chain.
A flow,
yeah,
chain
you know, once you get the listing done, you're never going to see the agent again, you know. But you want somebody who's busy enough that they know what's going on and they know how to avoid things. I've never been in small claims court. I've never had a complaint filed with the board. I've never had any ethics challenges. I operate my business that way.
Right.
And if I have to, you know, pay $300 to have the trash hauler come in, then so be it.
Right.
I do it so we don't get sued.
Exactly. So now being part of the community, I've only got about 10 seconds.
Okay.
I understand you've got a shout-out for a baseball team.
Rancho Santa Margarita Little League going to the World Series. Woohoo!
Nice. And be sure to set that radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, and have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
We are clear.
Well, that was a fun show.
Yeah.